This is The Recency Bias. I'm Zach Vanoss, along with you here on what is going to be a very, very mini pod. Because the Canadians, they rolled into the state of New Jersey on Wednesday night for a pre-US Thanksgiving game against the Devils, and while physically they showed up, we saw evidence of that by seeing the players on the ice, in no other way did they show up. And I'm not gonna harp too much on this tough loss for the Habs, because losses like this happen over the course of the season when you play as many games as they have, or last 6 days, three games. Was it three games in 5 days? That's what it was. Sometimes fatigue sets in, and it looked like a very tired bunch that took on the Devils on Wednesday night. So really, it's all about how you bounce back. That's really the next thing, and we'll get to see how they bounce back, though another weird game because it's 4 o'clock on Friday because of American Thanksgiving. So it'll be a Buffalo for that game on Friday, and we see how they bounce back. The Buffalo Sabres, really hot right now. Canadians will have to put up or shut up in that one. They'll have to definitely show up at the very least. Tough one. Tough one for Kristen and Ian, two-thirds of the Nosebleed podcast, who are in attendance for that one. But they said not all was lost. Some good taken from that. So you'll hear all about that on the next episode of the Nosebleeds podcast, which, of course, is part of this Rabbit Habs podcast network, the very same podcast network that brings you this podcast and our podcast, The Big Pod, with myself and Sean O'Neill. Now, quickly, off topic of last night's game and on topic of these podcasts and these Twitter feeds is I had promised, perhaps you picked up on it in the last few episodes, that once we reach 666 followers at the Montreal Bias, we would do another episode of the Big Pod. Alas, that, well, it's probably not going to happen, because as it turns out, we're not even close to 666 followers. I'm glancing down. It's early morning when I'm doing this. Sometimes I haven't had a coffee this morning. I do have one with me because I wanted to be sharp for this portion. We're following 660 people, which means we should probably follow six more just to even that out there. But we only have 520 followers. So we're not going to wait forever, obviously. So we had episode of the Big Show plan coming up. It will still happen. And you should still encourage everyone you know to follow us, but yeah, we messed up. Followers v. following. That's obviously when we're paying that close attention to the Twitter feed. Point is, Big Pod's still coming. Sorry for the confusion. Thanks to the people who pointed that out to me on Twitter. I realize my mistake. All right. Let's talk about the only two goal scorers for the Habs. On Wednesday, Jonathan Drouin gets one. Yay, Jonathan Drouin. Good stuff. Assisted by Shaw. That's Drouin's eighth of the season. Another one, of course, Max Domi. He gets his 11th of the year and extends his point per game streak, I believe, to 11 games. So there you go. If there's one good thing, and there is only one good thing that came out of that game in New Jersey, it would be that. It wasn't pretty. Let's not harp on it any longer. Other scores from around the NHL on Wednesday evening. No games on Thursday at all on the NHL schedule due to Thanksgiving. Rangers pound the Islanders in the Battle of New York 5-0. Pittsburgh beats Dallas 5-1. Chicago, they fall to Washington by a 4-2 score. Carolina beats Toronto, future home of William Nylander, Carolina. They beat Nylander's sort of current team 5-2. Buffalo, as I say, they're hot. They're rolling. They beat Philly 5-2. They'll be taking that win into the game against the Habs on Friday. Detroit beats Boston in OT by a 3-2 score. A lot of action last night. Do we have our touchdown? We do. Tampa scores the 7th spot on Wednesday. They beat Florida 7-3 in the Battle of FLA. Nashville over St. Louis 4-1. Minnesota beats Ottawa 6-4. Overtime between Vegas and Arizona. Alex Galchenyuk versus Max Pacioretty. Vegas wins that one by a 3-2 score. Max Pacioretty scoring his 5th and 6th goals of the season in that one, including the overtime game winner. Anaheim beats Vancouver 4-3. Calgary doubles up on Winnipeg 6-3. They score 5 goals in the first period in that one. And Colorado, guess what? They also put up a touchdown, 7-3 winners over the Los Angeles Kings. Enjoy Thanksgiving if you're listening Southside. For us, for the rest of us, those of us listening in Canada, those of us and you listening in Europe, just have a normal day, I guess. Until Saturday, after that afternoon game, late afternoon game in Buffalo. Take care.